Pinellas resident Peter Hilly quoted the late historian Howard Zinn as he spoke about the pitfalls of corporate influence.
That our most deadly enemies may not be hiding in caves or compounds abroad, but in corporate boardrooms and government offices, where decisions are made that consign millions to death and misery, not deliberately, but as collateral damage of the lust for profit and power.
Hilly spoke where more than 20 protesters were gathered in the complex that houses one office of the 20-term U.S. Member of Congress. Demonstrator Winnie Foster of the Sojourner Truth Center in St. Petersburg brought a prop with her.
I'm carrying a mop because I would like to give a mop to our representative, Bill Young. He started out, I was here when he first ran for office, and I remember part of his announcement was that he was a graduate of the Hoover Institute. Well, we know now that the Hoover Institute was the training program for Hoover vacuum cleaner salesmen. And I want him to know the difference between sucking up dirt in a vacuum cleaner that gets hidden in a bag and a good mop in fresh water sweeping out the corruption.
Brought together by progressive group MoveOn.org, demonstrators were hoping to get Young to sign the Fight Washington Corruption Pledge. Joe Illingworth, council coordinator for MoveOn in Pinellas, said the group is launching the anti-corporate campaign out of frustration over the lack of progressive policies on Capitol Hill.
We found in the past years we were trying to get through a green, clean energy program and a health care program for all, like a single payer system, like the rest of the world is gravitated to, that it's impossible to do with the huge amount of inappropriate corporate influence that we have in the United States Congress.
The so-called progressive policies that do pass, he said, are bogged down with industry-friendly provisions. Illingworth said, look no further than the prescription drug bill passed during President George W. Bush's tenure.
The Medicare bill did not allow the government to negotiate for favorable prices in spite of the fact that they were buying huge, huge quantities. So a lot of this kind of things just don't happen right when the industry regulates itself.
Illingworth said that the influence of large corporations on lawmakers means lax industry regulations, which ultimately spell disaster. Even those disasters not human-caused, he said, are made worse by lopsided policies that favor big business.
Even Katrina, certainly the corporations didn't cause the hurricane, but having ineffective leaders, having an untrained FEMA director prevented a good alert from being sounded before the hurricane hit New Orleans.
Peter Hilly said the economic collapse demonstrates the Howard Zinn quote he cited.
Financial institutions successfully beat back attempts at regulations on these complex things we know now called derivatives. Well, we know where that the repeal of the Glass-Steagall Act has led us, okay? Rampant gambling on Wall Street that basically led to an implosion of the global financial system.
The Fight Washington Corruption Pledge calls for three things. The first is overturning the Supreme Court's decision on the Citizens United case, which gives corporations First Amendment rights. The second is to vote for the Fair Elections Act, which levels the playing field for candidates who don't have inexhaustible campaign war chests. The third is to pass a measure that would limit the power of lobbyists in Washington. Speaker Cher Tanner said while they might not be able to convince Representative Young, the key to a successful campaign is getting people interested one by one.
So it takes lots of us one persons to come together, and we have no idea what the tipping point is, but we need to reach out to more than just speaking to the choir.
Asked how the movement can woo the likes of the Tea Party, which is just as upset at the government but points the finger at progressives, Illingworth said the key is to show how detrimental corporate influence has really been.
When I grew up in grade school, you were taught that what's good for General Motors is good for the country. We found out that what General Motors thought was good for General Motors wasn't even good for them as they went bankrupt.
Some demonstrators later met with a representative from Young's office who, after some discussion, said she'd give the Congress member the message. Young is running against Democratic State Senator Charlie Justice for the District 10 congressional seat. The bulk of Young's campaign contributions come from the defense industry, which accounts for almost one-fifth of Young's war chest. Young did not respond to our repeated requests for an interview. From Seminole, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.